I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brooklyn's finest Jay-Z decided to hop on Beyoncé's internet and show Instagram some love.
Also, Nicki Minaj says Diddy wasn't having it when she showed up late to his son, Justin Combs' sweet 16 birthday party.
And later on, we get into a little game of whose trap is it anyway?
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yeah, so all right, y'all. Now, Headcracker, now, what do you have for us on this glorious day?
The tea, bro. Studio Double G says, please stop asking him for 50 Cent tickets because he don't have none, all right? Now, Snoop wants his fans to know that although he's an OG in the rap game, he is not the plug, okay? For tickets or weed, all right? 50 posted a video of him turning up at his show in Albuquerque, New Mexico with the caption, and later on, Nate, we're gonna turn it all the way up, sold out. But call Snoop Dogg for tickets. He can still get everybody in. And I'm turning my phone off, LOL.
That's exactly how he sounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, it also seems like the fans took 50's captions seriously because they've been sliding into Snoop's DMs, blowing his phone up nonstop. And Snoop decided to post a video on the gram to let fans know for shizzle, he don't got no tickets. Let's check it out.
So y'all can stop calling me, texting me, talking about, good, 50 said, y'all better take up with 50,
I don't know, bro. Is it me or they be disrespecting Snoop Dogg? Like, how he ain't got no 50 Cent tickets? He ain't got no tickets to the Rock Nation brunch? Like, what is going on?
But the thing that puzzles me is how they got his number.
Well, they're probably calling him on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can get a number on Instagram?
Yeah, they can do like a call from the DM. It's a weird thing, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I blocked it.
Oh, really? I'm gonna have to try that then.
But have y'all ever got hit up for tickets for something and people just assumed that you was the connect?
All the time.
Yeah, people always call for tickets.
All the time. I cut my phone off on my show days.
Yeah. Somebody asked me for Beyonce tickets, and it's like, the only time I've ever been photographed with Beyonce, she was with original Destiny Child. Like, I haven't even seen her as a legal human. You know what I mean? I'm about to connect.
It's giving Ticketmaster, darling.
Well, y'all, 50 Cent fans shouldn't be too pressed about tickets because they just might be able to get mollywopped upside the head. So footage has gone viral of 50 becoming really aggravated after his mic was not working during his set. So in a fit of frustration, he tossed the janky mic into the audience and grabbed a new one. But the tossed mic hit Power 106 radio show host Rihanna smack dab in the middle of her forehead, and girlfriend was rushed to the ER for injuries.
Wow.
Now, Curtis Jackson's camp is claiming Brianna was in a restricted area and he didn't target her, but from the looks of that face, she might be getting a check. I mean, look at this, y'all.
Oh, she gonna get a check, baby.
Yeah.
She gonna get a check, and I would too.
I need to call JR right now.
Side note. 50 has an incredible throwing arm. Like, that was the precision in that.
You know,
that was amazing.
That was a better throw than he did at the Mets game. Remember that time when he threw it, it looked like he had, like, you know, palsy a little bit? Like, yo, but he's gotten better. He's been practicing.
It's given he might be Dominican. You know, Dominicans know how to throw a baseball, baby.
Yo, like, 50 got shot 9 times and she looks worse. Like, you know, like that hole, like she took one to the head.
If I were her, I would be in my Tierra Marimo. I'd be down to the courthouse immediately.
Okay.
Immediately getting all the checks.
Well, she lost. You know that, right?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. She owes 50 a lot of money.
Okay, he might have thought it was Tierra Marie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was
Well, gotta get into this Real Housewives of Atlanta star, Miss Marietta Shawty, baby. So, girlfriend sat down, honey, for an interview, and she revealed, baby, that she was a freak of the leak, honey, for her baby's father, Neo, honey. But it just wasn't enough, y'all. Check this out.
He wasn't ready.
Okay.
So, yeah. We cheated together, if that makes sense. Oh. And then it just wasn't enough. And I was like, well, no, I didn't sign up to do this every day.
We cheated, so you cheated.
No, baby. I mean, you know, like, we did things together. Became a problem when you want that, you know, a lot. Okay. Like, maybe I'll give you maybe twice a year, you know. But, you know, our...
I'm sorry, Jesse. Oh. I know that's your friend, but this is the most we've heard from her all season long. Everybody is dying and crying and scratching for a peach, child. This is crazy. She's been on Housewives all season. It's the first... This is like the first three minutes that we've heard from her all season long.
I'm sorry.
It's the truth. Where she was?
I love Moneta.
They didn't let her talk on the show. That's why she couldn't...
Where she been?
They didn't let her talk, Tamar. That's why she couldn't do that.
Exactly.
When
you answer specific questions that's being asked, maybe it never organically came up on Real Housewives, but she is a trendsetter. She's a multifaceted human being. And we need more people who are willing to go the mile and the distance for the relationship. You tried.
Absolutely not.
She didn't give up.
I just...
Come on. If you don't call a spade, I'm going to be mad at you because you know... This right here is she trying to keep get a peach.
Tamar.
Is she trying to get a peach?
I'm good friends with Moneta.
If she would have told this story, we would have known who she was. We would have been gunning for her. But now we like, girl, bye.
She played the good friend. I'm sorry.
I gotta call it. And if she was my friend, y'all need to call that girl.
Okay. Let's talk about...
Is she your friend? Tell her the truth.
The subject matter at hand, which is threesomes.
Well, it don't matter. We don't care no more, girl. Too late. Let's stay focused, okay? No.
Next story.
We're moving on.
It's not just two people involved.
It's teamwork.
We could have been talking about this.
Okay.
3,000 viewers ago. We are not talking about this now.
That's still what brought that season back.
Allow somebody to read something.
Allow me to introduce himself. His name is Hov. And that's right, Jay-Z is back on IG. Man, he's been gone for so long. And hopefully for the long term, after deleting his account 2 years ago. Now, he has only one post on his page, and it's the trailer for his upcoming film, The Book of Clarence, not Thomas. And that comes out January 2024. And unsurprisingly, he's only following one person. Want to take a guess who it is?
Beyonce.
But of course.
Big with the good hair?
Nah, it's going to be Beyonce.
No.
That'd have been wild, though.
I just want Jay-Z, while he's on IG, to just post and go. Because on Twitter, he be getting himself in a little trouble sometimes. Like, when he goes into, like, the chat rooms and stuff. And stuff goes viral. People dissect that. Baby, while you on Instagram, just post and go.
I think it's cool when guys post, like, pictures of their wives and family. Mm-hmm. I think it has another spin to it.
Let the other woman know what she look like?
Yeah. Or whoever need to know.
I think everybody know that he's married to Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like,
and I think everybody need to know, play with it if you want to.
Okay, period. Yeah. I would never, ever, ever try to piss off the girl who's related to Solange Knowles.
Yeah. Okay.
Every other post should be Solange Knuckles.
Okay.
Maybe me and Solange. Okay. Play with it.
Well, Nicki Minaj is still feeling regretful over her tardiness. So Nicki was chatting with her barbs on IG Live when Justin Combs popped into the comment section and the two started reminiscing over her appearance at his birthday party as his date. Aww. And Nicki revealed that Diddy and Misa Hylton, Justin's mom, was big mad at her for showing up late to his big Sweet 16 party. She said, use your best Nicki voice, Jesse. Oh, my bad. My bad. Not me actually doing it. I know I was mad late and I can't remember much, but I knew Puffy and Misa was so mad at me. I was so mad at myself because all of the dresses that I had been trying on all day. I hated every single one and I just felt horrible, y'all, and felt really, really horrible. Now, this was televised on MTV's My Super Sweet 16 in 2010. Do y'all remember that?
I do.
It was so cute.
I do.
So cute. Yeah. That is a flex for him to be able to say, at my Sweet 16, I had Nicki Minaj at a date.
That's strong enough. I mean, I understand your parents are going to be mad because camera crew is there and it's just a special moment. But at the end of the day, you got Nicki Minaj to do something she probably has never done for anyone else.
Would y'all show up for anybody's teenage birthday party? You know, if anybody requested
you? Not in 2023. It's just weird.
Especially as a guy showed up like, oh, word, come on, look at your 16-year-old thing. R. Kelly's doing time for something similar right now. Like, no, thank you. I'm not going to put myself in the triangle of trouble. I don't want none of that smoke. Nah, man. Yeah.
Tamar, if Logan wanted me to be his Sweet 16 date, would you let me be his Sweet 16 date?
Yes, as his paid chaperone. Praise God.
As in who? Paid
chaperone.
That
means I'm calling to find out what's going on. She FaceTiming me, letting me see what's happening while I'm not there being my eyes and my ears. But if you touch my child, I'm going to touch you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, up next, I'm going to find out what got Erica Mena, honey, all spicy and throwing insults at her loving hip-hop co-star, Spice. Come back for that hot tea.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, on a recent episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Erica Mena and Spice had to sit down and talked about Erica and Safari's relationship, but things went left quickly after Spice, out of nowhere, brought up Erica's oldest son not loving her. Yo, check out how Erica responded, and this is what is causing this moment to go viral online.
It's just the irony of a white Latina woman who's been proven to call not only black women, but black people in general, monkeys, over and over again throughout the years. The irony of it all, because in 2023, here you are actually morphing into a black woman. Like, you're literally, like, blackfishing. And then you're
like a reverse Sammy Sosa.
Make it make sense. And I don't care what Spice said. I don't care. We're not watching Barney and Friends. This is Love and Hip Hop. It is the lowest of the low. I used to be part of the franchise, which is why I quit, because you're always set in position to be this vile. Her saying monkey, that's racist.
It is.
It is definitely racist, and you are used to calling black people monkeys. Period.
Okay, but
Spice should have knocked all your teeth out.
Okay, so let's play devil's advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't all bets off when somebody come for your kids? Like, I'm sorry,
that.
I'm not watching nothing I say out of my mouth, okay? You tell me my son don't love me, I'm going for your neck, okay? Period.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she's racist, it just means that's the first thing that came to her mind to defend herself.
Yeah, in a vocal argument, you're gonna think of the worst possible things you can and say about a person. So, like, I mean, they're both some level of in the wrong. Don't bring somebody's kids into it.
I don't rest your epithet, nobody. I met Spice one time. This is not personal, boys and girls. I'm just saying, devil's advocate-wise, like, you come from tell me my son don't love me on national TV?
As a person who doesn't watch that franchise,
I don't watch it either.
Does Erica's child love her?
No, what she did, she explained on the clip, what she did say is, my son loves me, he just doesn't want to be on TV. The first time he did television, he got a whole bunch of backlash, and he doesn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so, I guess that was Spice's
But also, too,
defense.
As Spice did, she brought up receipts. Erica is known to talk about people's kids. She's talked about people's
kids. See, I don't watch the
show. Yeah, she's talked about, so it's like, so you can do it, but when somebody else does it, it's a problem.
And then she says she wish she would have died.
Y'all doesn't like these things.
You know what I'm saying? Like, chill, man.
But they need
therapy.
To pray on that show.
And y'all need to run it back.
That. Well, y'all, let's move on to somebody who's still alive. Nick Cannon and his brother. All right, so Nick Cannon's brother, Gabriel Cannon, was just crowned the season 2 winner of the reality show Claim to Fame. And he has a unique way of remembering all 12 of his nieces and nephews' names. He doesn't. Gabriel shared that he just can't keep up with all the names, and he hasn't even met all the kids yet.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. He says he relies on Google to help him with the names when he needs them. So what do you guys think about this? Do you guys think it's shady?
No, that's real. Like, as a person who has a lot of siblings who have a lot of kids as well, like, I don't know everyone's name.
And Nick, he forgot his last daughter's name one time.
I was gonna say, does Nick know all his kids' names?
Exactly. He forgot Onyx's name when he did the interview with Howard Stern. But the thing is, my mom, it was 5 of us, but she just called every name until she got to the right one.
My mama did that too.
My mama did that too.
Process of elimination.
My mama did that too.
It's a lot of pressure to throw 12 new individuals into someone's memory and expect them to know all their names.
But when I was in drama, what they said was, like, if you go to the event, put a damn name tag on. You should put a name tag on each one of his kids. And you know, you're
he's gonna need that.
He's gonna need that on Thanksgiving.
Even if you wanna make it hip hop and get him chains with the nameplates on it. Like, okay, cool.
I bet you no Mariah took kids, honey.
He better.
He got a choice.
Honey, I'm legitimate. Yesterday we played a game, y'all, of whose thirst trap is it? Now it's Tamar and I versus Jesse and Headcrack, baby. See who came out of top? I mean, on top. I'll come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, it's game time.
And today we're gonna play a game that we're calling Whose Trap Is It Anyway? And we're gonna take a look at some thirst traps with their hidden faces, with their faces hidden, I should say. And I'll give you clues and you guys have to figure out who they are. It's gonna be Jesse and HK versus Tamar and Gary. Okay, the first team to yell the right answer wins the point. If nobody guesses it, I'll give you a clue. Okay, y'all ready?
Let's go. Yeah.
All right, first one. This actor, who recently turned 60, has been given zaddy vibes since the 80s.
Oh.
What?
Who is that person? Did he have to be alive?
We need a clue, baby.
How old is he right
here? They say he just turned 60.
Zaddy? That could be anybody, zaddy vibes.
Yeah, it's not
Okay, let me get the hint. He played drums for the Beach
Brian
Boys.
Brian Wilson?
He once played drums for the Beach Boys.
Brian Wilson for the Beach Boys.
No, that's, what's his name?
You can't, that,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
y'all. Is there another clue?
Brian Wilson, about 100.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
So was he an honorary Beach Boy when he played those drums?
Do we have another clue? That's it? All right, if nobody gets it, I just give the answer.
Oh, hold on. And my man caught a charge. I see his face. I see his face.
He fired some twins. That's
fired the Olsen.
Oh, John Stamos.
Hey, we have a point for this team over here. Tamar and Gary got that point.
Well, he got them fired. He didn't fire them.
Well, we just ordered it.
Next up, this music star has shown his animal instincts by kissing both men and women on stage, y'all.
We didn't get to see the body.
Harry Styles.
Remember we just did
the guy. The guy that's dating Maluma.
No, kissed both men.
Bad Bunny.
That is correct. That is correct. And we have Headcrack and Jesse with a point there, so they both have one.
I was saying all the Hispanics.
Okay, it's a tie, y'all. So this lady right here ain't no homewrecker, but she is a real journalist.
Portia Williams.
All right, okay. Tamar and Gary got two. Jesse and Headcrack got one.
That's messed up. Yeah. We have to at least wait till the photo comes
out. She's
If you know the saying, you know the saying.
I thought we had to wait till the picture
comes. No, he said yell it out when it comes.
All right, next one. This singer was 1/5 of a popular girl group.
Wow.
Camila Cabello?
And that is correct. All right, we got 2-2. The teams are tied up, y'all. Okay, it's still anyone's game, though. Okay, so come right back to see who takes the victory.
Oh, Lord.
This is stressful.
How you gonna say it before the picture come
up? Because I know that's what you're saying.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey, okay, the game is Whose Trap Is It Anyway? And the score is 2 over here and 2 over here. We still tied up, right? All right, so we got one question left. And this one, y'all, is worth 3 points. Okay, this is for both teams. Remember, whoever calls out the correct answer first gets the points. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Okay, y'all, this power couple has a 9-year age difference.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, Dwayne Wade!
Gabrielle Union.
9 years older than him.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, the winners are Tamar and Gary. Would you guys like to make a speech or say anything?
It's amazing to be on the winning team.
And I've always been on winning teams, and I knew with my partner Tamar that we were going to take this game just like in our sleep. And I know the two people right there, and
Don't take the L home with you. Yeah, and shout out to the writers with the amazing clues.
You guys are just nasty and spend way more time than you should looking at naked celebs on your own.
But the clues is what gave it away. Yeah, the clues, and when you see the picture, you know right away.
And I will say this, Tamar, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
It's a terrible thing to waste, my friend. That's like the only couple in Hollywood.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.